It is always delightful to look back and see that exotic bits of civilization's DNA bloomed spectacularly at particular places and particular times. Paris, in the decade before the First World War, was one of those charmed times and places for painting, as New York was for painting and theater during the decade after the Second World War. Right now in architecture, Los Angeles may be such a ripe locale. The flowering began in the late 90s when Richard Meier finished his impeccable Getty Arts Complex on an L.A. mountaintop. Now, all at once, the city is getting three new buildings by three internationally celebrated architects. All three are public performance venues in a city where architectural statements have been largely private gestures by zillionaires. And the three could not be more different. First to open, literally in the middle of Hollywood, will be the first permanent headquarters for the Motion Picture Academy, a home for the Oscars that we can all watch live on television next month. And look who's going home with Oscar tonight. The star of its design team is David Rockwell. He's a New Yorker, but he has an architectural sensibility that is ultra LA. As designers of restaurants and casinos and sports stadiums, his firm makes architecture that indulges fantasy and sensuality, that tells stories, that entertains. And so the entrance to the new Oscars building is a 40-foot-high movie theater curtain. That is, a giant sculpture of an old-fashioned velvet curtain cast in glass. It's been built, in effect, for just one ritual, one night a year— the high holy day of American entertainment.
And the winner is...
In other words, it's an absurd building, fabulously absurd, as much a cathedral for our recent celebrity-mad era as Notre Dame or Chartres were to the Middle Ages. And just across town in downtown L.A., the real thing is under construction. The Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, mother church for 4 million Roman Catholics. It was designed by the Spanish architect José Rafael Muneo, who specializes in a kind of earthy, gigantic, primal modernism. The cathedral is being constructed of concrete, thousands of tons of concrete shaped into a kind of crystalline, surreally solemn fortress, an 11-story high fortress relieved by glowing 6-story high alabaster windows. And a couple of blocks away from there, the city's third new architectural wonder is rising, Disney Hall. Not a movie palace, but the new home venue for the Los Angeles Philharmonic. It's the first major project in his hometown for the world's greatest living architect, Frank Gehry. Disney Hall will be an awesome expressionist blossom of stainless steel. In other words, very reminiscent of Gehry's masterwork, the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain. But in fact, it's a prequel, to use the movie term. The LA Concert Hall was designed a decade ago, before Bilbao. And it will be amazing inside as well, its seats entirely surrounding the concert stage, a complicated wooden ceiling, and a slightly insane-looking pipe organ designed by Gehry himself. It's terrific that ambitious and unorthodox architecture is proliferating like this in Los Angeles. I think it's happening now because LA is rich and vital, but it's also getting old. Old enough to want to be a major cultural player in that old-fashioned, built-to-last sense. I find these three buildings particularly heartening in our utilitarian, no-frills age. Three public monuments to fantasy, to dreams. Three splendidly unnecessary, magnificently irrational buildings. Like another perfect day. Thank you, LA.
I love LA.
This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.